Welcome back to Silverlight TV. I'm John Papa, Silverlight Evangelist with Microsoft, and today we're going to talk about user experience and design and theming with Silverlight. And for that session, I've got a special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, John. Yes, definitely. Thanks. So my name is Titi Gora, and I'm a designer on the Silverlight team.
So wait, we have designers?
Yes, we do.
At Microsoft?
Yes, we do. We love to make things in Silverlight that, you know, are interesting and compelling to people and get people excited. So
what do you do? What does a designer do here at Microsoft on Silverlight?
On Silverlight. Well, I think we kind of have two roles. I think the one is to help our developers and PMs and estates just kind of build a really great product. So, you know, we're interested in making sure that everything is consistent in terms of the visual treatments, the fit and fit, the animations. And the other aspect of our job is really trying to figure out what's next, what's going to be hot next, and doing explorations that help the team understand, you know, what our customers actually want and need within that space. So,
great.
A lot of fun stuff.
Did you work on any of the themes that are currently in existence with Silverlight?
Yes, we did. Sort of, it was a very long and amazing, interesting process where we gathered feedback from some of our developers within the community, and we basically sort of asked the question, what do you want to see? What kind of applications do you want to build? And we came up with a set of themes, four new great themes and project templates that I think you're all going to be really excited to check out. So I think
great.
This should be a good
session. Had a couple themes that came out, I think it was late 2009, and then a couple more that we recently talked about in June, or May or June, I believe.
Right.
So we're going to talk about why these themes exist, what they're targeted for, and then kind of how they work.
Great.
But with that, I'll let you dive right in.
Okay, perfect. So in this session, I just wanted to bring to your attention that we want to cover three main things. So the first is really just to take a look at the current themes and project templates that we have available for you for download, and I'm just going to pull them up here for you to take a look at the screenshots. And the second part of the session, we're just going to take a look at Cosmopolitan, the Cosmopolitan theme and project template in depth and understand how to customize it. And in the last session, we're just going to look at how to apply a very simple behavior to your text blocks and content presenters to kind of help maintain your design consistency as you're building your application.
Okay. So we'll look at what the themes are. We'll look at Cosmo specifically, which is one of the more popular ones.
I think so.
And we'll talk about how you can tweak them a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so this first theme that we're looking at is Jetpack. And the thing that's really great about this theme is you can see it has a very textured, kind of like rich background. Mm-hmm. The treatment on the controls is kind of this etched effect that you see, which is kind of nice. It's different. And I think for this particular style and project template, it'd be great to use it in a more consumer-facing application. So something that, you know, requires like really cool sort of like graphics and visual treatment would be a really great theme to use.
Right, because you get that dark gray background similar to the Blend.
Exactly.
Palette that we have out there. And I've been seeing more and more applications like that coming out with this darker background. But one of the things you battle when you get the dark background is you have to now get the fonts
right to
show up brightly on there.
Right. So, yeah, you definitely need to pay particular attention to kind of like the contrast ratio on your UI. So that's something that at least we try and help you take care of with sort of the...
And I like the little splash of color in this one, too.
Yeah, splashes of color are good. So for this next, I mean, I think a lot of people are familiar with this particular theme and project template, and I'm just going to zoom in a little so you can take a look at some of the detail. Well, now we've zoomed in a lot. But this one is Cosmopolitan, and what's kind of really neat about this theme and project template is that it has a very strong reference to the Windows Phone design aesthetic, and within that, the idea is you want to focus on your content and not the Chrome of your controls and your sort of like UI. Mm-hmm. And so everything is very minimal, stripped down. We try to use a very beautiful typeface, which is Seago in this case, just so that, you know, you kind of get this very minimal, clean, modern look.
And you got the uppercase with a lot of, or the all lowercase as well.
Right, so that's where using sort of the behaviors that we're going to look at a little later on in the session will be useful, so you don't have to worry about manually setting caps lock when you need to type in content.
Right.
So the next one we have is Windows 7, and again, I'm going to zoom in a little just so you guys can take a better look at it. But what's really nice about this theme is it ties in. We heard a lot of feedback from developers that they were interested in having a theme that ties into the operating system. So this particular theme and project template, in conjunction with the Windows UI guidelines that you'd find up on MSDN would be a really, really great starting point for you to build applications that are really robust line of business applications that tie into the operating system and have a lot of context within that. This last theme is accent color. And what I think is kind of interesting about this one is we took a lot of thought into understanding people's responses to a theme that's very clean and minimal, like Cosmopolitan, and on the other end of the spectrum, Windows 7, and trying to find a middle ground, which we came up with accent color. So here you'll see there is still this feeling of clean white space, but the controls themselves kind of have this grayscale treatment to it. And the thing that kind of gives it a lot of life is the punch of color, the accent application-wide highlight color, right, that you see, which in this case is, you know, a big, bold green. But you can imagine it can be a lot more muted if you wanted to use it for a more serious, professional application.
Yeah, this was the one theme of the four that I could say it looks like you could use it for both consumer or enterprise application type. It does seem to lend itself to both.
Right, exactly. I definitely agree. So what are we going to do right now is actually dive in a little deeper into the theme and project template structure. And what I'm showing you right now is the Cosmopolitan theme that I just created, File New Project in Visual Studio, after I installed the templates. And what's kind of particularly important right now is for us to maybe unpack what's happening in Assets, which is where we stowed all our resource dictionaries.
That's where all the magic is with these themes, right?
Exactly.
You download these templates, which are free. Mm-hmm. You stick them inside an Assets folder and refer to the resource dictionaries, and you're off and running.
Exactly. So what you see is we have brushes.xaml, which, you know, it says what it is. That's where you get all your colors and brushes that are defined application-wide across, you know, your whole entire template.
Could you open that one up real quick? I'll show how simple this one is to everybody.
So, yeah, I mean, within that, you have different different hex values defined for, you know, you establish your highlight dark color, which is, you know, your primary color in this case, which is the blue. And then from there, we have a highlight light color, which we kind of established as like the whiter version of it. Mm-hmm. And then basically the accent color, which are different opacities, because depending on which particular control you're using, you can imagine something like a data grid. You might not want like a particularly bold, saturated color.
So but you want the same color, you're just changing the alpha.
Exactly.
If it looks like, at least. Yeah.
Exactly. So if you go all the way down, I mean, it's really a great way for you to literally change one color, play around with it, and just see how it updates within your project template and controls. So actually, I could show you real quick. So if you'll notice in mainpage.xaml, so right now we have these two blue borders. And what I want to do is just go in and maybe tweak them and change them to a color that, small disclaimer, because I'm a designer, this is on the fly, but we'll change it to pink, for example.
Oops.
Big mistake.
I don't think your mouse is there anymore.
Ah, okay. That's what it is. Oh, I think it's
pink.
A little slow. Okay. Oh, my goodness. There we go. Visual Studio is...
My it's
machine is slowing
hard,
down. Yeah. Might have a few things open.
There we go. We lost the thing. There we go.
Okay.
That never happens in real life, right?
I know, right? So if I build this, I should be able to go into mainpage.xaml and actually see my updates.
So we're going to change just the bars to pink now. Wow, that's really attractive.
I know, right? That looks very well thought out. But I mean, so you can imagine you definitely are at liberty to play around and just really... you know, find something that works for you.
And if you change just those main couple colors at the top, basically instead of having all blue, you'd have an all pink or all red shades.
Exactly. So I think we'll kind of walk quickly through the rest of the assets, and then I'll take you into how to deeply customize Cosmopolitan. So, you know, we talked about brushes.xaml. We have fonts.xaml, which I'll kind of give you a sneak peek. So here what we set is Seago UI as the default font. And we've actually been considering the fact that, you know, not all computers or machines are going to have like Seago installed, for example. Mm-hmm. So we set fallback fonts for you. And we kind of tested these and made sure that it does look pretty good. So, you know, that would be a very safe way to implement like your font styles. And then within that, I mean, you have the core control styles, SDK control styles, and toolkit control styles.
Right.
And these are pretty much, you know, what it is. You kind of get all the different controls and the different quality bands. And what's kind of nice is, you know, once you're done and you're ready to deploy your project, you can actually strip out all the excess XAML that you don't need, right? Because it's all split up into different...
So the core and the SDK and the toolkit styles, those are referring directly to the controls in the core of Silverlight, the SDK Silverlight, or the toolkit of Silverlight.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
And because of the new Silverlight 4 feature of implicit styling, you can get a lot of bang for your buck using these styles. So the last sort of resource dictionary that I want to call your attention to is styles.xaml. And, you know, for this one, it's, you know, all about the project template, which is really the default Silverlight navigation template that this particular, you know, theme and project template is based on. Mm-hmm. So we have two different versions. So I'm sure you're familiar with the Rio Services business application template.
Right.
So if you go to the Microsoft.com download center, you can get, you can literally, you know, just pick the styles within like an assets zip folder that you could add to an already existing Silverlight navigation template, and it'll update it for you to look like to look like Cosmopolitan.
Right.
And yeah, you'd be good to go. So styles.xaml is actually what I'm going to focus on for the next couple of minutes and just show you how I'm going to deeply customize based on some mood boards that I created.
Okay.
So
these are all just screenshots real quick, right?
Right. These are all screenshots really quick. So, you know, you can kind of see very different look and feel from, you know, what you kind of saw in the original Cosmopolitan template. Believe it or not, this is customizable using the Cosmopolitan template.
So these are all the same not the same one. These are all using Cosmopolitan.
Right.
And variations of what you've changed.
Exactly. And this guy is the last one that we're going to take a look at. So if I just dive into the project, so I have the project set up already in Visual Studio.
How convenient.
I know, right? and I just kind of want to show you, so I ran this quickly, and you know, the basic thing is I have my navigation links, I have sort of hyperlink buttons here, and I have button styles, and that's all, and text blocks, obviously.
And you can still see the remnants of Cosmo in here with the uppercase and lowercase, the whiteness, and even the little block off on the left-hand side.
Right. So, I mean, there really is a way to kind of do some tweaks that take you a little further away from the default look, but still give you that same impression when, like, your users look at the particular UI that you're designing and customizing. So what I want to show you here is, so you'll notice I want to do a little bit of magic here using the, you know, the brushes.xaml. So what I have here is, you'll notice this little accent bar is gray, and you know, some of the text in here is gray. So I already set it up for us so that I can go into blend, and I know that the name of this color is theme accent color. So the difference that I'm trying to show here is, you know, in Visual Studio where you're dealing with kind of maybe the hex values within like, you know, your XAML file, here you're able to kind of visually see the change that you're about to make or need to make. Or
with the new slider features, you can see that in Visual Studio,
that is
a lot easier in blend though to do this kind of changing.
That is true.
Yeah, blend is made for this visual tweaking.
Exactly. So, you know, so here, since kind of feeling in love with pink, actually I'll just use the color dropper tool. So I'm going to pick, you know, one of the accent colors that I'd already defined in there. So you'll see that here, you know, I'm
Could you control Z real quick so we can show how that was gray before and now it's
pink?
At least I assume it was gray before.
Yep. Oh, this is just one thing about Blend, is you can control Z.
Oh, that's right. You can't control Z in Blend.
Yeah.
See, so Visual Studio
let me,
can do
I know. Visual Studio can do it really well. So let me do this. I'm just going to save in Visual Studio. Mm-hmm. When I go back to Blend, it's going to reload.
See what happens when I break your demos.
I know. Now everything is... Oh, look. How about if we do this?
All right.
There we go. So I managed to control Z. So this is what it was like before. So you had gray and... Like I said, kind of noticed that these are gray, and I'd, you know, sort of already bound them to the same.
Right. So we're looking at that left piece, which is gray. Now you're going to change that to using the color picker.
Right. So I'm going to change this using the color picker. And I guess since I'd already picked this before, it's like right here for me. So now when I run the project, I should be able to just see, you know, a slight design tweak. But it's kind of cool because it's, you know, little things that you can play around with, and it's pretty clean.
Right.
You know, you don't need to dig in too deep. And
not
voila.
Only did it change that bar, but it changed other things that are using the same style.
Right. Other things I'd sort of taken time to bind to, like, earlier on before our session. So that's kind of one aspect. So the second thing that I'd like us to take a quick look at is we'll go back to our demo project. I'm just going to say yes to all because it's going to update all that pink.
Right. Whenever you get Blend and Visual Studio open in the same solution, you're going to get that questions to ask if you want to reload it each time.
Exactly, and I kind of love that, you know, as a designer working on a Silverlight application, because it allows me to get the freedom to explore and blend, and when I've decided and committed, come back to Visual Studio and actually deal with the XAML.
Makes it a lot easier with two screens, two monitors.
Very good point. So I'm going to comment out styles 01 and uncommon styles O2, and it should actually update it for us, like in mainpage.xaml, because Visual Studio is very responsive. So you see, boom, I have kind of the second.
Right, very different style, because you're using a completely different file now for your
styles. Right, right. So, you know, right now the default font is set to Sego, mm-hmm. and what's going to happen is, I think it might be, it's ready.
There it is.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, what's going to happen is, I've decided that I actually want to try and use Times New Roman, because I have a feeling that it's going to look good with Times New Roman. So, if I go inside here, just close this guy.
Styles 2, right? Yeah, there we go.
Again, inside styles 2, you actually see I have Sego UI defined here, and I'm just going to go and say Times New Roman. I'm going to rebuild.
It's one of the keys being a designer is you have to know how to spell, right?
I know. Spell on the fly. Otherwise, something will break, and you'll think you've created a bit of a mess. But and there you go. So it's something
very
that's pretty,
look. Yep.
It's very, very different. And I think that's kind of cool because, you know, even though it is deviating from, say, the prescribed font style, it really gives you the ability to customize and change from one extreme end to the other. So the last thing that we're going to do is I'm just going to comment out styles 02, uncomment styles 3, kind of see what that gives us here. I'm going to save this. So I'm switching over to mainpage.xaml so I can see the designer view. So boom, now we have kind of that gray treatment. Mm-hmm. And what I actually want to tweak in this particular case is the Contoso application name. And here I actually want to show you the power of using a behavior to actually help you style things within your project.
Okay.
So if we go back to styles 03, so I have application name style. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go in there and create a new set of property. And I'm going to find behaviors. And I wanted to go to lower.
This behavior you've written?
Yes, it's actually Karina on the UX team wrote the behavior for us. So
Karina, yes.
Yeah, Karina's very good. So we have, and to lower. And then the value I'm going to set to true. And just close this guy. Bye.
So this application name style is actually going to be bound to the text block. That's the one on the top, the title?
Exactly. So that should update for us right here. And if I run the project,
And before it was all uppercase, and now it's all lower.
Right. And what's kind of great about this is that then you don't have to worry too much as you're iterating through, or if you are the kind of person who likes to, you know, set up kind of your projects and templates and just mm-hmm. use them from project to, you know, from client to client, actually. You don't need to worry too much about, you know, always figuring out, was it
right.
uppercase, is it lowercase, what's going to look good. You kind of have your behavior set, and it's good to go.
So, yeah, you've shown quite a bit of different kind of things we can play with here. And I notice here as well in the assets, you've got the behavior for the two lower and two
mm-hmm.
upper.
Right, so this is available with the demo project for everyone, and it's pretty great. I mean, it's really great because you can actually use the behaviors. You can set it to text blocks or content presenters. Mm-hmm. And if you remember kind of in the default treatment of, you know, Cosmopolitan, I think if I go back to the screenshot, let me see if I can find it. I think it was, that's not Cosmopolitan. You know, we were kind of talking about how you had these labels that were in uppercase. So that's a
right.
really cool way for you to just try and drive that consistency across, like, your design process.
So we're going to have the demo project up on a blog post.
Great.
On your website, right?
Yep.
That was
yep.
a question. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh.
Can
yes.
I have access to your blog?
No. Definitely. So this project will be available for download. Mm-hmm. So definitely, you know, check it out. Play around with all the cool...
Battery strength.
My
awesome.
Battery is... play around with all the cool new styles that we have provided for you, which are really customizations of the Cosmopolitan theme. And, you know, really go to Microsoft.com, the Download Center, and just play around with, like, all the other project templates and see what you can do.
All right, we'll provide all the links on the post with this show. I thank you for coming on, Tietze.
Great. Thank you for
Thanks
having us, or having me.
Thanks for watching Silverlight TV, everybody.
Take care. Bye.
Okay.